there were celebrations today in Baghdad as the electricity came on in more sections of the city. The power also is back on in Karbala, a major city in the south, where a huge Shiite pilgrimage took place this week. Throughout the festival, Karbala has been mostly peaceful, as U.S. troops stationed outside Karbala maintain a low profile. The city is functioning largely on its own. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from Karbala.
The people in power here are the religious leaders. They're known to millions who are marching through this city, rhythmically pounding their chests during one of the most important holidays for Shia Muslims. But the people who've held the city together are professionals and technocrats. For now, at least, they insist they're working without regard to politics. When the U.S. Army approached this city of 500,000 a few weeks ago, nearly all the government employees left their jobs. Nearly all of them.
Except the doctors. And the paramedics also.
Dr. Karim Al-Nafai is among the employees who stayed. He's director of the Karbala Hospital, which remained open through the fighting, treating civilian casualties, among others. Today, the emergency room is still treating patients. Doctors work with people who arrived with heat exhaustion after walking for days to Karbala for this week's celebration. The director says he will keep the hospital functioning, though dust coats the beds and orderly mops cigarette butts off the floor. And Dr. Al-Nafai reports shortages of even the most basic supplies, which he blames on economic sanctions against Iraq.
Every item is not sufficient. Dressing, stitches, detergent, antibiotics.
Karbala also has a kind of police force now, mostly made up of civilian volunteers. You can tell the cops by the laminated white cards they wear pinned on their chests. They look like participants in some convention. They've rerouted traffic as crowds surge around the tomb of Hussein, the center of this week's celebration. Some of the volunteer cops carry Kalashnikov rifles, and last night in one dark neighborhood they opened fire on men they claimed to be terrorists. A terrified woman yanked her toddler out of the street as the shooting began. But the religious march itself has gone peacefully, and out of respect for Muslim sensibilities, U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel John Castles kept most of his battalion outside Karbala this week.
I think if you would have asked the question if this city could have stood up an organized government within a couple of weeks of the end of significant hostilities in the war, people would have been a little skeptical about that.
Karbala's religious leaders gave their approval to the formation of a kind of city council. 14 prominent men took over. Doctors, lawyers, engineers, and tribal leaders. They've been calling the civil servants back to work, at least those who weren't too closely tied to Saddam Hussein's regime. When the civil servants restored the electricity at dusk, street lights suddenly glowed above the crowded pavement. Civil attorney Ali Kamona has become the deputy city administrator. He's been cleaning out the city's bank accounts, finding just enough cash to pay some city employees for a few weeks. He took over the office and the wall maps of a Ba'ath Party member who's now missing.
This is the center of the city. We are here, the hall of Al-Abbas and the hall of Al-Hussein.
When he points to the center of the city, he points on the map to that enormous tomb where Shiite Muslims are gathering this week. With the Ba'ath Party gone, religion is at the center of this city's life. It's the strongest institution, maybe the only institution. The professionals on the city council say they hold power only because they have the religious establishment's support, and that establishment may yet clash with American authorities. Some speak of founding an Islamic government, as do many of the Iraqis who walked to the city this week. Some call the American presence an occupation, not a liberation. But for now, at least, this city's leaders and the Americans share the same interest in stability. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Karbala, Iraq.